I want to clean up the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party have too many elites who have their own agenda.
David Alamil believes the opportunities that led him from poverty in Israel and Lebanon to dental school in San Antonio to making a fortune from the sale of his 26 dental clinics, he believes those opportunities are slipping away from the middle class.
I'm angry that both Republicans and Democrats, or what I call Wall Street Democrats, they want us to keep fighting each other and divide us over social issues while they continue to transform our country into a minimum wage nation right under our noses. And I think that is not what the Democratic Party is all about.
Alamil, who's 62 years old, says he reads more than 50 websites a day to stay abreast of the geopolitical issues he needs to know about as he trades currencies and makes investments. In his view, Wall Street has taken over Washington, rewarding politicians with tax breaks and financial incentives when they take their businesses overseas.
Over the last 35 years, they shipped 50 million of our manufacturing jobs overseas. That's five times more than the financial crisis destroyed. They also allowed corporations to offshore trillions and trillions of our dollars tax-free into offshore accounts and in safe havens countries. And they nearly destroyed the middle class.
So you want to reform the tax incentives that allow corporations to go overseas?
That's right.
Specifically would you do?
Well, first of all, corporations should pay taxes on money that they make overseas. They avoid paying taxes on trillions and trillions of dollars by buying a small P.O. box in Cayman Island. So it's all a matter of cheating, but it's legal because Washington gave them that privilege.
Alamil believes eliminating tax shelters would bring manufacturing jobs back to the United States. More working people earning decent pay would help fund entitlements for baby boomers who are signing up for Medicare and Social Security. Alamil served 4 years in the U.S. Army, but believes we commit our troops too quickly without having an end strategy. He wants President Obama to develop a more solid plan before going after Islamic terrorists.
Just saying, let's go bomb, let's put our troops on the ground, let's do this. It's always reactionary after we create the problem.
He disagrees with Republican opponent John Cornyn, who wants the U.S. to arm Ukrainians in their fight against separatists and Russia. Alamil believes the solution lies in convincing Ukraine it should not join the European Union because that's inflaming its neighbor.
Do we need right now to get into this conflict with Russia? If we cannot solve this problem properly, then we're left with war. And then we're going to have to do what Cornyn does. But I think that problem is solvable.
Where Alamil most sounds like a Democrat is in his support for raising the minimum wage and passing comprehensive immigration reform.
We have people who've been here 20 years, 25 years. They are married. They have children. They have grandchildren. They deserve a path to citizenship. And not all of them will qualify that, but at least we give others a green card, a permanent stay. We stop deporting them as long as they're law-abiding, as long as they're hardworking, and they are productive people. We should make them citizens.
Alamil, who's lived in Dallas for more than three decades, ran unsuccessfully for Congress 2 years ago, and he's realistic about his long odds for winning this time. But he says running the race is worth it because it gives him a platform for his ideas. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.